Well, somewhere the story we can make a kind of humoristic thing, I think, where you have the humans there here on Earth, and I'm just watching this film by Andrei Tarkovsky called The Sacrifice or something, and this man there now, there was a nuclear war or something, and the man is praying to God, and whatever you do, you know, I give myself to you, you take everything away from me, whatever, but just make things be the way they were yesterday or something. And he spoke about that intense fear that he has there within. We can have some scene like that when somebody is completely at the bottom of it that way. Make it very dramatic, just like in this film, and then we switch over to other world station or whatever we call it. Where some divinity ordinary person there, but one of the leaders of the Earth project, says that, gosh, or Engel or Omni spontaneous reality, that, gosh, they were don't take it so seriously, man. Don't forget, this is just make believe. It's a game. It's a dream. And then maybe Engel says, if it was Omni who said this, yes, it has sometimes it goes too far and people get carried away in it, and we have to wake them up. That's our job. That's where we're going in there. Are you ready? Okay. We could even do it that way, that Engel and Omni No, I don't know. We'll break the time storyline here. That Engel would be Prabhupada, but no. That's too much. We just make them a generic. Mystic. Or maybe now, because we just want to drop right into the earthly life of Pio. Was there anything else there? No, it was basically just that reaction. They're taking it seriously.
Yes.
But don't they know it's just a game? That's the thing with Shadowland. It's a bit risky, but of course, we know there's no danger. But dreams can be very convincing sometimes.